Welcome to BizHaps, a show where entrepreneurs tell quick-hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. Be sure to follow us and subscribe on Apple or Spotify so you don't miss another episode. My name is Ana Gonzalez, and I'm your host. Through my work with entrepreneurs over the years, we've seen our fair share of big wins and tough losses. Sometimes they're funny, and sometimes they're painful, but they always teach us the lessons we need to learn, whether we are ready or not. This show was made to honor those little stories that help us take big steps forward. BizHaps is brought to you by Factor One. If you're an entrepreneur and want to grow your business fast, we install a simple framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. To learn more, go to FactorOne.io. That's FactorOne.io. Today's guest is Dani Smith. Dani, the queen of business organization, is a business mentor. She helps holistic and wellness business owners to make more money online through strategy, systems, and organization. Her superpower is thriving through adversity and running successful business in extraordinary circumstances. She's going to share a BizHap about a sales revival. So, Dani, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Hi, thank you. Yes, sales revival. So it happened in 2023, and I had to kind of move fast and pivot fast after life threw its curveballs. So the thriving through adversity is all about me being in a family where we have a unique circumstance where my husband's got five conditions that are diagnosed, two of them pending, and things just keep on happening. Often surgeries on his knees. He's 35 and he's already had knee replacement surgery, which is unheard of, and like one of three people in the world with his deficiency in his knee. That is probably enough as a business owner, as a mum. Then one of my children is SEND, so that's special education needs, and not yet diagnosed, presenting many challenges, juggling all of that, then mental health as well. I'm trying to run a business with quite a challenge. And then we moved house. My husband had his knee surgery, his big one, and then was then readmitted to hospital with cellulitis, which is a really bad infection in where they made the incision for his surgery. And at that time, I was juggling all of this whilst trying to pivot my business, pivot the messaging behind what I was actually selling, which unfortunately resulted in losing clients literally overnight at the most challenging time in my business, as well as trying to get this new niche running to start making some sales. And it just wasn't happening. So what I did was I got super organized, super clear on my messaging, and I just stepped it up, leveled it up with my content, really got intentional with it. And once I set those intentions, there was just no stopping me. And I just changed it around in a matter of about 2 months. And the last 6 months have been insane. Not only have I gone from literally nothing after building this business for years, I got it to nothing. And I've literally turned it around in that matter of months, but also I've welcomed in clients that are taking action. So they're not only paying me more now, and I've not only gotten that consistent recurring income, but I'm now welcoming clients who want my bigger packages, one to one. And it all started with that getting intentional, getting super clear and super focused on my messaging that made that
Awesome.
transformation.
Awesome. That's pretty awesome. Yes, it most of the time when business owners have issues with their business or with their reach, it comes down to their messaging.
Yes, definitely. It absolutely does. And I think the key is to get clear on what it is that you're trying to get across and who you're trying to get it across to as well. This was the biggest challenge for me because I had a different ideal client back when I started this business. I've been in business 10 years, but this one, so literally in a couple of days, it'll have been 3 years for your 3rd year birthday. And I was speaking to one ideal client for 2.5 years, all of a sudden changed it, realized that's not who I wanted to work with. So then it makes everybody go, oh, what she's doing. But if you're just consistent and clear with who you're speaking to in your message, it does make an impact. And you end up working with the right person, doing what you love, and making money as well.
Exactly. Yes. I heard this a few years ago. A confused mind doesn't buy. So if your message is confusing, if your message is not clear and just like laser focused on what you do and it's not, again, it's not clear to your target audience. You can have the best website in the world, but if you don't have a good message, nobody will buy. And you can have the worst product on the world, but if you have the right message, you will Sell it as pancakes.
It's true. It's so true. Like, I love the comparison of like toilet roll or kitchen roll, like whatever you use in your house, like in your home. There are so many brands out there, or even bottled water. Like, we have water coming from our taps every day, but we still go to the store and buy water in a bottle because there's so many different varieties, different brands. So it just shows that our brand has a place on the market. It's just all about that message behind it. Not that I ever see advertisements for selling water anyway, but somewhere there must be some
Yeah.
sales pitch for water.
Right. Love it. So, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
So I serve holistic wellness mentors or business owners, whether that's in energy healing, mindset coaching, any of those kind of service industries, so that they can have a greater impact on the world. And I support them with strategies, systems, and business organization as the queen of business organization myself. And you can come and find me in the Business Growth Club, which is a free Facebook group where we can connect. There's loads of tips and value in there. And I go live every week to support business owners in all different ways. So you can come and find me in there.
Love it. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Danny Louise Smith, for coming on and sharing his story about the sales revival. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com and we'll put you on the calendar. And if you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you're looking for help leveling up your business, go to factorone.io. See you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.